Our gospel this Sunday comes to us from the fifth chapter of the gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, I know we've been kind of plowing through in a very, kind of direct numeric order in Matthew for a while. Today we go back to the section right after Jesus starts his great Sermon on the Mount when he talks about these Beatitudes. About blessed are, happy are. And he continues with these words. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Please be seated. I know this may come as a surprise to many of you, but I started seeing a therapist. And it's a surprise because you thought I should have been seeing one for years. One of the things I found odd was that this therapist had all of these odd paintings on the wall by some artist by the name of Rorschach. I was surprised to see that he had all of these same pictures of God looking very disappointed in me. And if you don't understand a Rorschach test, folks, go look it up. Now, we give thanks to all the people who come and give of their time and talent and often their treasures to make sure that things keep working. And so I'm not as handy, and so I decided I'd do some studying, and I realized that I needed to figure out how to even use a ladder. So I found one. It's kind of a step-by-step guide. But I have a friend who realized that I did this lesson, and I did this reading, and he thought that was really cool. And so could I come over and teach him? And I said, sure. But I found out he didn't have a ladder. He only had a step ladder. And he told me, well, he never really knew his real ladder. I know. I had a dream the other night. Satan made me sing karaoke. It's true, the devil made me duet. Let's see, is there one more? I'm warming the crowd up slowly, yes. I know. But how many of us think of this as a step-by-step guide? I often hear this as a pastor, and I have to say it makes me cringe. Bible. Bible stands for basic information before leaving Earth. You know what? I've spent a bit of time with this book. There's not a lot about leaving Earth in this, but there is an awful lot about what it means to live on Earth. It almost makes it sound, though, like a Bible is, here's your textbook, and you're going to take a test as soon as you try to enter heaven. I mean, the ongoing jokes of St. Peter at the pearly gate. Okay, he's going to say, what does Zechariah 2:6 say? And guess what? If he asked me that cold, I'd be like, probably not something happy. Zechariah wasn't a very happy prophet. He might talk about Amos, and I'll go, oh, yeah, I know about Amos. He really was unhappy. He really was unhappy. You heard a little bit of it today, didn't you? He really was unhappy. He was this guy who was this vine dresser and shepherd and all that kind of stuff. He was happily doing that, and God said, nope, you got to go to the northern kingdom, the kingdom of Israel, and you've got to go and prophesy to them. You've got to go and tell them what I need you to tell them. And one of the things he talked about earlier on was this plumb line. He held out a plumb line. Do we know what a plumb line is? We weren't too clean on Rorschach earlier, so okay, good, you know. All right, just making sure. Okay, so many of you are good with your hands, not good in psychology. All right, that's fine. We'll take that. Just again, remember, this coming Saturday is a work day. We can use you. But he held up this plumb line against the great walls and the all of the great buildings downtown, and he said, look. And they're all like, yeah, look, they're plumb. And he's like, not according to the Lord. Because you build all these wonderful things and you ignore those in need. You sit on your lovely couches and the poor amongst you suffer. You look to your comfort and ignore the needs of your neighbor. So you're not measuring up. And the part we heard today was him kind of looking at them when they're going, but we do the sacrifices, we do the prayers, what's the big deal? And you heard his response. Because as Jesus tells us, we're to be salt and light. Have you ever realized that light doesn't exist for itself? If you try to look into a light, you can't see anything. Light is literally projected. And salt, what do we use salt for? Make things taste good, right? Any of you have a great big giant salt lick that you just kind of pick up in the out of the pantry and go, oh, I need some more salt? No? Oh, maybe it's only me. That might explain the Rorschach test. No, it's put onto something else. It's put onto something else to help that taste better. Now, there are those that seem to like potato-flavored salt when it comes to their French fries. But salt is something that is added to make something else better. And in fact, back in those days, salt was necessary because you didn't have a refrigerator. Salt was the only way that you kept your food from spoiling too quickly. Obviously, the people at the time in the Middle East hadn't met the Norwegians yet and hadn't learned about lutefisk. Which might explain why the Vikings came all the way there looking for something else to eat. But salt is a preservative. It's a flavor additive. It's there for the benefit of something else. Light is there not to just go, hi, look at me, I'm light. In fact, as Jesus said, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works. Not you, your good works, and glorify your Father in heaven. Faith, I hate to tell you, isn't about you. Oh, wait a minute, but Pastor, everything is about me. Me, 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 me. No. When we speak of the Trinity of God, we're not talking about me, myself, and I. We're talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're talking about a relationship. We're talking about a connection. We're talking about others. And faith is expressed not by going, yep, I know. But as Amos called the people, as Jesus called the people when he said, blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are those who are persecuted. Well, how the heck are they blessed? You are salt. You are light. You will change the situation. Why? Because that's what you're to do. Faith is not about you going, yup. Faith is about you trusting in God and going out to your neighbor and showing them love, giving them light, adding salt to their life, blessing them, being a positive attitude to who they are and their circumstances. We're not just supposed to go, yep, I know poor people, I have faith that there are poor people, or there's people who are suffering, right? No. As Jesus said, I've come not to abolish this law, but to fulfill it. But he's talking to a bunch of people who got stuck, kind of like the people Amos were talking to, where it was about what you practiced. But that practice was about your religious obligations in the sense of, were you doing the right prayers, the right sacrifices at the right time in the right place? Which often became a way of telling someone, I'm sorry, you're not good enough because you happen to be what? A Gentile or a woman or ritually unclean in some way, determined by the people who got to make the rules. How is that showing light? How is that adding flavor? How is that preserving? How is that caring? How is that loving? As Jesus would say, the whole law and the prophets is summed up by love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Notice that all of it is outward. The exception of making sure you love yourself. Just like light, just like salt. The direction is outward. And this isn't done, again, like salt and light. You're not just like, oh, look at me, I'm so salty. Aren't I great? Some of you might understand that salty is not necessarily a positive thing in some circumstances. Like if your pastor started using salty expressions in front of you right now, some of you might be shocked. And we're not to be making light, which is why I work so hard to tell such awful jokes. But in faith, we're called to respond. Respond to the fact that it has already been given to us. That again, this is not about some attainment. This is not some box to check. There isn't going to be some test. This isn't an owner's manual. This is an opportunity to experience and engage with God and hear of God's work with people over the centuries. People not unlike us, because boy, oftentimes they screw up. Or you go, if you really think about it, wait a minute, we call this guy saint? Boy, what an idiot at times. Yes. As someone recently pointed out, when God calls you, he's already factored in your stupidity. I take a great deal of comfort in that. But realize the fact is, you read this book, as you come across this story, as you experience Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father, the Creator, in this story, in these books, in this Bible, the book, you start realizing that at no point did God or Jesus walk into a room and go, you know, who's the best person here? I'm going to pick them. We join the likes of Larry, Moe, Curly, Shemp, Groucho, Marco, Chico, Zeppo, Bleppo, Tom and Jerry, Abbott and Costello. We just happen to call them Peter and Andrew and John and James and Matthias and all these other, Thomas. And we're all called in the same way, to let light shine, to help preserve or to add something to a life that otherwise is lacking. We're called to respond to what's already been given to us. We're called to live out, not live to, because it's already been given to us. When we seek the day of the Lord, we seek the day of the Lord, which is now. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let me try that again. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. But what if it's a miserable day? What if it's a terrible day?
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
And most importantly, if you see someone else who is having a not very good day, when you see someone who is poor and meek and persecuted and all these other things, what are you to do? Light and salt. Love. Care for. Be with. Show. Let that light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And a reminder that you are responding out of what you have, not out about attaining something you need to do to check a box. I invite you to remember the promises God gave you in baptism. If you'd repeat after me. I've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. I've been marked with the cross of Christ forever.
I am Christ's.
And after that blessing, after that gift, after you've received that, then in baptism you are told to let your light so shine before others they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So salt, light, love, child of God, muchly loved and blessed. May you go out and share it and show it in a world that needs a lot of salt, a lot of light, and a lot of love. So remember that God loves you, and so do I. Amen.